from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hot science news coming at you fast from your local science bro, that's me, right. Rob. I love science. Yeah, science!
Oh, man.
This is pretty cool.
Those scientists better check their hypotenuses, dude.
Science sometimes is a liar.
They're calling this dark oxygen.
Ooh, dark oxygen.
Doesn't that sound ominous?
That does sound ominous.
Well, scientists have discovered these little metallic nodules on the seafloor way down in the ocean.
Oh, I've seen this where they're trying to collect these. I saw a thing on 60 Minutes about this.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I love 60 Minutes. Is that show still on?
It is.
Still doing their thing?
Yeah, and the dude that's wanted to do this, it's all controversial.
Why? Why is this so controversial?
Because he's developed this big, giant machine that's just scraping the ocean floor of these things. Uh-oh. And some people are like, yeah, that's...
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. And he's like... What do you want?
We have to advance society.
He's like, it's way under the ocean. Well, he wants the metal for, like, batteries.
Well, what they're saying is, okay, so that's a little different, but in the darkness of the depths of the Pacific Ocean, scientists have discovered oxygen being produced not by living organisms, but by strange potato-shaped metallic lumps,
yes,
that give off almost as much electricity as AA batteries.
Mm-hmm. And that's why this dude wants to, it's some rich guy like an Elon Musk type, and he wants to go down there and just rape the ocean floor of these things. And everyone's like, we're just figuring out what these things are. And he goes, yeah, but I want them for batteries. He's like, if we want electric cars, I want these things, and screw whatever, you know, other impact it could have.
The surprise finding has many potential implications and could even require rethinking how life first began on Earthworld.
We came up from the little ocean balls?
Maybe. It had been thought that only living things such as plants and algae were capable of producing oxygen via photosynthesis, which requires sunlight, but 4 kilometers, which is 2.5 miles below the surface of the Pacific Ocean, where no sunlight can reach, small mineral deposits called polymetallic nodules have been recorded making so-called dark oxygen for the first time. This is huge, dude.
Yeah.
This is huge news.
Well, and that's...
Until the rich guys go steal it all.
Yeah, and the article I saw in the USA Today says, the module, which form of a million years, are made up of ingredients needed to create batteries, lithium, cobalt, and copper, and mining companies are interested. And by interested, they're just going to do it.
They're already doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going down there, and people are like, well, no one even owns that. And they're like, exactly. So we're just going to go down there and take it.
So this is like between Hawaii and Mexico. Mining companies have already harvested the nodules, or they've started. They're rich in cobalt, nickel, copper, and they're often called batteries in a rock.
Isn't it great that we just recently discovered something that could fundamentally change the way we think about life?
Yeah.
And our first thing is...
batteries.
Let's just grab them and make batteries out of them.
Yeah, our first thing is, hey, we need better batteries for our smartphones. This will be great. Oh, wait, and it started life on Earth.
People are like, shouldn't we wait and see what impact this could have? And we're like, yeah, but we need the batteries now.
Well, that's what the Vancouver Ford text line is saying. One person's in saying, why is this possibly bad? Because 75% of our oxygen comes from decaying plankton in the ocean. If you disrupt even the slightest ecohabitats down in the ocean, it might have catastrophic effects on our oxygen.
Yes,
that would be bad.
But man. Buckley, phones.
Smartphones, dude.
Smartphones.
Yeah. Batteries.
Let's
and
go.
Batteries. Hello.
Another person, Vancouver Ford text line. Yeah, literally nobody knows what the long-term environmental impact of undersea drilling and mining will do, so that's why some people are mixed up about it.
Yeah, the machine is just, it's just a big like road grader, and it just goes through and rips up the bottom of the ocean, and someone was like,
look, it can't be good.
It can't be. Someone's like, do you know what this could do to the ocean floor and anything living down there and fish? And the best is the rich guy, his whole thing was basically, screw the learned people. No, he had no retort to any of it other than I need batteries. So let's go.
Well, you can always just say, well, we don't really know. You know, no one knows anything. So I'm just going to do this until
that's our answer to everything.
Until it's criminal.
We're slowly cooking the planet. Yeah, but that's some people.
Some science.
Like 85, 90% of, but the other 10% said that this is all just a bunch of liberal BS, Frank. Pay no attention to it.
So does this mean we're related to sharks and sea otters?
Well, it's possible. I mean, there is a belief already that we all come from the ocean. Little single cell organisms. So are we closer to the little sea otters? And
well, yeah, I mean, I think this is the first time anyone's probably ever thought that life could have started...
as a rock.
Yeah, down under the water.
Well, I think it's kind of cool.
Elsewhere than on land.
That we could, you know, what if we're all just rocks and minerals? I don't know.
You're a rock.
That is pretty cool, though, that dark... And by the way, kudos to whoever came up with the term of dark oxygen.
Yeah, it sounds cool and nefarious.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But don't worry, we're going to steal all the dark oxygen that there is. Because sometimes you see like those like Avatar movies like Captain Planet, and they're so heavy-handed and dumb. Like, there's always like that one evil corporation that just doesn't give a damn about anything. And you're like,
they're just intentionally spilling oil into the ocean. It's like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, and you're like, dude, can we just like lighten up? And then you see some of this, you're like, well, all right. Maybe it's not that far off. We recently made this discovery. Should we study it? Nah. Let's get batteries out of it. It's kind of cool when you see him down there. Like on the piece, you see him down there chilling.
This should be a bigger news story.
Probably. But, you know, there's other things going on like on TikTok right now. So
no. Yeah, like green dress woman.
What's happening with green dress
woman? I don't know. Some, I don't know. And I don't care. Mm. Green dress girl is trending. TikTok.
The one that I've been seeing lately that I enjoy, it's a guy on rollerblades and he roasts people's mailbox.
He roasts them? Like, what does that mean?
Like, he makes fun of people's mailboxes.
As he rolls on by?
Yeah. He goes around on rollerblades and he's kind of a disheveled dude with like a big beard and he sweats a lot. And he just rolls around and on rollerblades and then he stops in front of people's mailboxes and roasts them. He does comedy bits about people's mailboxes.
Well, I will say, I kind of like where he's going with that.
Yeah.
I have a very roastable mailbox.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with your mailbox?
It's terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't you do something about it?
Well, I don't, it's one of those, you know how there's some things that you really care about and other things that you don't?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Well,
about my mailbox.
If my man here roasted your mailbox and it went viral, would you get embarrassed into getting a new mailbox?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
You'd be fine with everyone, what are those, to your mailbox?
Yeah, because they should be doing that. I mean, like, it's a bad mailbox.
Yeah.
It's been there for years.
Well, I told you I had my mailbox thing where my neighbor is, to this day, who's a really nice guy, he hates my mailbox.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And he...
What are those?
For the last, like, 2.5 years, he has desperately tried to get me to upgrade to his mailbox. And I won't do it because his mailbox is like $350.
Yeah. And that's the other thing is when you start looking into mailboxes, you see the basic ones and you're like, well, that's, I don't want that. And then you go keep going north and you realize how expensive they are. And they're like, no, this one's fine. Why do I need a nice mailbox?
I don't think my mailbox is bad. It looks, it's plastic.
Well, I mean, some people like them locked, and yes. I get that.
I don't have
mine. I got to tell you, you can steal my mail. I don't care.
That's what I said.
There's nothing good in there.
Well, look at my neighbor. I don't like his. He's got. I think his is from a company called. So my neighbor, when he moved in across the street, super nice guy, very helpful, and he's one of these dudes. He wears overalls and suspenders a lot. He's very handy. I think he's an engineer. He's an older fella, and he's always into like. He's always rocking suspenders as if he's ready to like jump into action. And he's got one of those garages that's great because no matter what, you need an air compressor, he's got you. Like I went over to borrow a ladder once. He's like, oh yeah, which one do you want? He's got them organized by size. He's that dude. And so when he moved in, he said, hey, do you mind if I put in a new mailbox? Because my mailbox is across the street. And on my street, we only have a sidewalk on one side. So the sidewalk is on his side of the street, and that's where the mailbox is. So I have to walk across the street to get mine. And he said, hey, I want to put in one mailbox post because ours used to be on two separate posts side by side. And he goes, I want to get a post with where you can put two. And I was like, sure. And by the way, he put in a post that could survive a nuclear blast. It's like solid, like steel, and it's like in the ground, like 9 feet. It's ridiculous. I don't know why he needs a post that much to put up his mailbox, but he did. And he said, hey, this is the mailbox I'm putting in. I can get you one, and then you can just pay me back for it. And I was like, oh, all right. And then I looked it up. It's like 300. It was 350, maybe $375. And I was like, oh, new. And it's called Fort Knox. You can look them up. It's this giant mailbox locked. It's insane. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. And I said,
locked,
can you just...
cocked, ready to rock.
I said, can you just put mine...
Yeah, like, why?
Can you just put mine on the post? And the look of anger and disgust on his face. And to this day, and he tried talking me into it, like, multiple different times. He even offered to, like defer some of the costs. He's like, well, you can pay me in installments if you want. And I'm like, it's not a... I don't need a payment plan for a mailbox. I'm just not buying it. And to this day, I think every time he goes out or sees me go out to the mailbox, he has a look of disappointment on his face that his beautiful mailbox has to sit next to my,
yeah,
like 1999 plastic one.
You're not on his level.
No.
And he knows it.
No.
And it's like the microcosmic version of having the messy yard or all the extra cars parked out front. It's like he takes so much pride in his, he looks at yours with disdain and disgust.
I guess I don't really like, do people get important mail that they really can't have stolen? Like, that's a...
Also, who's walking up to mailboxes, opening them, and stealing letters? Is that a thing that happens?
Well, talk to my neighbor. He gets very sensitive about it. Because he's got the fortress from Fort Knox, and that's going to run you $460, which is insane to me. He offered to get the Fort Knox M1 for me for the low, low price of $350. Knock $100 off of that? No. I went with the Amazon plastic one. It was $19.99. It looks fine.
Like, I think mine's even better than that.
Well, like,
I have the old metal one.
Well, see, I think the plastic one looks better than that because the metal one gets beat up and rusty. Mine doesn't dent.
Mine's rusted.
Yeah.
Dented.
No.
The red flag kind of doesn't work.
Yeah.
The post is old and rotting.
You wouldn't rot on this post.
It's hot.
You could run over it. If you ran into his mailbox, or I guess my mailbox with a car, it would mess up your car more than it would mess up that post. Which, again, it does fascinate me that he takes such pride in his mailbox. Because I've never once thought about my mailbox, but he does. And maybe that's an old man thing. As you get older, do you take more pride in your mailbox?
I think that's the thing. Everywhere the olds live in my neighborhood, they've thought about their mail. They have a setup. They have a thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I think mail means more to them.
Why?
Because they're from that era. They're from the era where mail was important.
Mail is not important anymore. No.
I mean, generally.
No.
And I think they come from an era where snail mail was the balls.
I guess.
You know?
Yeah.
Y'all got dressed up, held hands, ran out to the mailbox together.
Ran out to get
something to the ball.
See what's in the mail today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think the olds, they still have a soft spot for snail mail.
Well, I really enjoy the show. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye.
It's mine. Look, it's right there.
That looks like mine.
Yeah.
But that's plastic.
Yeah, it's plastic. It's got a little eagle on the front of it. It says U.S. Mail. No.
I'm judging you. Your mailman's probably disgusted. Poor mailwoman.
I guess. Oh, I know he is. And I do kind of feel bad about it because he's such a nice guy. And he always says hi to me and he's always willing to help. And he's just, I feel like I should do him a solid and get the Fort Knox mailbox because he would be so happy. And he would install it. He's offered many times. I can't ever imagine buying a mailbox for $300 to $400. I think that purchase would haunt me forever.
What do you think would happen if you just got rid of your mailbox?
Interesting.
What would they do?
Try to slide it under your door or just stack it on your front porch?
No, I don't think they would do that. I think the mailman would just keep the mail and put it at the
base of where.
No. He'd put it at the mail where he picks up all his mail.
Huh.
The mail. Oh, what do you call that?
Get it at the post office.
The post office.
Yeah,
he would just put it there.
He would just hold it,
and then you would have to go pick it up.
Although I think eventually they would make you get a P.O. box.
Would they?
Yeah, because like you can only put your mail on hold temporarily. I don't think you could do that.
Well, I'm not putting it on hold. I just don't have a mailbox.
You have blown my mind.
The
with
ball's
this.
In their court.
That's kind of a conundrum for everybody else. If you just decide I'm not doing it.
Right? Yeah, I don't play by these reindeer games. I don't have a mailbox. Now what? With your red tomato flyers. What are you going to do with those, mail guy?
I don't know.
Give them to my neighbor.
I don't know. Would they just put it your neighbor's mailbox and be like, hey, disseminate that?
No, I'm guessing they just put it at the post office. But then the question is what does the post office do after a certain amount of time? Your mail's piling up?
They're like, return to sender permanently?
What is up with this guy?
You know what? So my jiu-jitsu gym is right next to a mail processing center, and there's postal workers. I'm going to ask.
Yeah, ask them.
I'm gonna be like, excuse me, miss. What would happen if I just got rid of my mailbox? No, not turn off my mail. I went and removed my mailbox. I'm interested to know from a professional postal worker's standpoint, what would they do?
I'm Googling it real quick. Oh, should we break? All right. Did you see how much Celine Dion's making for the for her big comeback performance.
Comeback performance? She's had a seizure recently. I thought she was dying. She's got some weird, like...
No, no.
Like,
she is having major seizure issues. She had a documentary come out about it.
Yeah. I thought she was dying.
No, she's going to perform.
Oh.
One song.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Right.
You want to guess how much she's going to make for that?
I'm guessing. But I'm guessing it's the Titanic song, is it not?
No. Well, maybe, but I doubt it.
I mean, you have one song to sing if you're Celine Dion. Don't you have to pick?
No.
My Heart Will Go On?
No, she's singing at the Olympics.
I still think she has to sing My Heart Will Go On. There's no other song she could sing.
Mm.
It's Celine Dion. That's like the only song that matters.
Yeah, but I don't think that is what they really want at the Olympics.
I think that's what they want. What else is she singing?
All By Myself.
She doesn't really have Olympic level, you know, sort of things.
Do you believe in love?
That's
Cher.
Sure.
I know.
I hate that.
What if she sings that?
So much.
Celine Dion comes out of retirement to have one performance and she sings Cher?
Yeah, she doesn't really have a very Olympic friendly catalog.
No.
I read My Heart Will Go On, The Power of Love, To Love You More, I Love You, A New Day Has Come, Beauty and the Beast, I'm Alive, It's All Coming Back to Me, All By Myself.
See, I'm guessing she doesn't sing one of her songs. She probably just sings a song that's more Olympic
like
appropriate.
But not an anthem?
Or maybe an anthem, right.
I think that...
I mean, doesn't she have French... like, they're in Paris.
She does have a French song that was released in 95.
Yeah, so it's probably going to be something like
that. A couple of them, actually.
I think her dead husband was French. But he's dead. I think. I still think it's going to be My Heart Goes On.
Set My Heart on Fire.
Nah. It's doing the Titanic theme.
Je sais pas.
Je sais pas. Well, I'll tell you what she's making to perform that one song.
Mm-hmm.
Next. Is that a cliffhanger or what?
It is. I liked it.
Isn't that crazy? Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.